Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least seven people have died after a massive wreck, 158 vehicles in South Louisiana. Authorities say it was likely caused by a super fog, a combination of dense fog and heavy smoke with visibility less than 10 feet. Louisiana State Police Sergeant Kate Stiegel.
There was one vehicle that went over the railing and into the water. Thankfully, that driver was able to get out.
Portions of the road were closed for more than 2 hours during rush hour as first responders tried to help the injured and move survivors out of harm's way.
She calls me, Mama, they've had a bad wreck and we're in it, but we're okay.
Part of the highway remains closed. Omar Villafranca, CBS News, Dallas.
Israel says Hamas has released two more hostages, this time two Israeli women in their 80s. They had been living on a kibbutz near Israel's border with Gaza when they were taken. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports.
There are something like 200 hostages that are still in captivity in Gaza. In the very short time, at least, Hamas is buying time. Time to negotiate, time to possibly figure out what's going on, time to regroup while those airstrikes at least slow down, at least for a short time.
Last week, Hamas released two American women. Israel is issuing a new warning to civilians to evacuate northern Gaza, another sign that a ground invasion could be imminent. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from northern Israel.
We just arrived in the border town of Kiryat Shmona to film the evacuation of residents when we were ducking for cover. The air raid sirens were followed within seconds by a loud blast.
What you've just been hearing is exactly why authorities want the last few thousand people left in this town to evacuate to safety.
An off-duty pilot is facing attempted murder charges after allegedly trying to shut down a Horizon airplane's engines mid-flight. CBS's Chris Van Cleef says Alaska Airlines pilot Joseph Emerson was riding in the cockpit jump seat of the flight from Everett, Washington to San Francisco.
Retired airline pilot and former NTSB chair Robert Sumwalt.
If I'm in a cockpit jump seat, how hard would it be to access engine controls?
All he or she would have to do is just reach up and grab something to be able to turn the engines off.
CBS News obtained this alert the FAA sent to airlines about the incident, noting it is not connected in any way, shape, or form to current world events.
Tommy Pham and Lourdes Gurriel Jr. hit back-to-back homers, and Merrill Kelly struck out eight to help the Arizona Diamondbacks force Game 7 of the NL Championship Series. They beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-1. The winner of tomorrow night's game advances to the World Series. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may be aware that online crime is a huge threat, but did you know this problem could be a great career opportunity for you? Cybersecurity experts are in high demand and well paid. You can position yourself for this specialty in months, not years, at My Computer Career, even with no prior IT experience. Learn how you can train for this rewarding career at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
Children are the greatest joy.
and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows around 46, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 69, cloudy skies expected. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 58, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. For specific shows and hosts, on our website, go to civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning, and welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is on the board. And very excited to have our next guest join the show. Again, I was out the last time that you joined, Joe, and I heard it was just a great segment. He is the owner of McClear Law Office in Oshkosh. Joe McClear, thank you so much for joining the show. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me back. I'm doing just fine. Hope you guys are as well.
Absolutely. Now, Joe, if you can, just take a little time to explain what kind of law it is that you practice.
In general, people would just say I'm elder law. But it's essentially what we cover is anywhere from simple estate planning to long-term care, Medicaid planning, and special needs planning. So the type of law that everybody could benefit from in the long run, essentially. And it gives you the opportunity to actually come in and chat with an attorney in a time when you don't necessarily have to. You haven't gotten arrested. You're not getting divorced. You're not getting sued. Here you have the opportunity to come chat about what will be the inevitability for all of us. We all go someday, and for what would be most of us, a very likelihood of needing some long-term care in the future.
It's about looking ahead. It's about planning ahead, and it's about planning ahead for something, as you said, that is inevitable for all of us, but many of us just don't want to face our own mortality and end up putting things off and putting things off. Until then, it's too late. And then the people who have to deal with your estate are the ones left behind who then have to navigate, in some instances, what can be a really big mess.
Oh, without a doubt. And as it turns out, only about half of the people in this country bother setting anything up for their family. And so I encourage everyone to be in the happy and smart minority of things and actually put a plan together for everybody going forward. Because if you don't, there can be some big problems for your family after you're gone, for sure.
If you have questions for Joe, you want to make a comment, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Joe, what are some of the consequences, potential consequences, if people do not plan ahead? What are some of the things that you have had to deal with or that you know of?
Well, I think you can probably, I mean, there's countless bad things that can happen, but there are three big ones. The first one would be for young families. Now, that young doesn't mean necessarily the individual has to be younger. The couple has to be young. Technically, right now, I would consider Al Pacino to be part of a young family. He has a new baby at 83. That's a young family, because what happens when you have minor children and you don't have anything in your will to say, all right, here's who we want to take care of our kids if something were to happen to both parents? Do you know what happens? Do you know who gets to pick?
No.
The judge.
The court.
The court, yeah. The court gets to decide. It doesn't automatically go to any member of the family. So it's completely this individual who you probably had never met in your life will be making this monumental life decision for your kids after you're gone. So you get to decide in advance, and you should. If you are old enough to have kids, you are old enough to put together a will to say, if anything were to happen to me and my spouse or the other parent, here's who we want to take care of our kids. If you don't, well, the judge is going to find out, and the judge is going to take nominations from pretty much anybody.
Anyway, really?
If you want to take care of these kids, raise your hand. And then if there's going to be a fight between this family and that family, this can go on for quite a while and could get pretty ugly.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That really is terrifying.
I know that
in some cases people actually put into their wills where their pets are going to go. You would think that children would take a little bit priority over where your pets are going to go.
Well, one would certainly hope so. So yeah, this is not just for folks who are nearing the end of their life. Obviously it's for anybody can succumb to the slings and arrows of life at any point. And so particularly if you have somebody to take care of, like a baby at home. So Al Pacino, if you're listening, update your will, for crying out loud.
Thanks for the advice.
And call McClear Law Offices in Oshkosh.
If you live in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one bad consequence. What would be another one that people should be aware of?
So the term that we use in the law is blended family, where you have children coming in from prior relationships, coming into a marriage. Now, this doesn't apply to my family. I did not grow up in a blended family. My wife did. Her folks split when she was very young, and they each remarried. So she had two families, two sets of parents for her entire life. Now, I know for a fact that they've taken care of their estate plan, but if they had not, whether or not my wife would actually inherit from their parents would all depend on who dies first. And that's it. If her birth parents pass away first, then she's not going to inherit anything, because then it all flows to the survivor, the step parent. And the step parent, if they didn't do any planning, it does not go to the stepchildren unless they're legally adopted, which doesn't happen in many cases.
Right.
So if you have a blended family and you say, well, I want to make sure that my kids don't get cut out, even if my now spouse survives me, then you got to have a plan in place, because otherwise you could bring one child into the marriage. You could bring five children into the marriage, particularly people who get married later in life. If you have a golden bachelor situation where if you have families and you get married again when you're a senior, well, if you don't have the right planning, then the children that you bring into the relationship, doesn't matter what you built up to that point, may be cut off with nothing.
That seems really critical.
I would say so, yes. And so another thing, kids, you get an estate plan. Married, particularly second marriage, you get an estate plan, without a doubt.
Joe McClear is our guest. He is in law offices in Oshkosh, McClear Law Offices, dealing in elder and estate law planning. We're talking about if you do not make plans, if you do not make arrangements, what are some of the bad consequences that can fall on the people who are left behind? So you said there were three, Joe. What's the third one that we should know about?
Yeah, this is just three out of many. But the third one would be the idea that, oh, I'm never going to need long-term care. We've talked about it last time, that long-term care right now is over $10,000 a month if you need the extensive care in a nursing home. We talked about if someone like Greg needs it in 30 years, it's going to be over double that. Okay? So what's going to wipe you out almost completely? If you have certain things that you would just, you know, lose your mind, if your family would be crushed if you lost it, I'm talking about family cabins that have been passed down from generation to generation, family farms, family hunting land, these types of things, they're going to be on the chopping block. They're going to have to be liquidated and spent down. And it doesn't matter, you know, I'll put this family farm's been in my family since the turn of last century. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's going to have to be liquidated and sold if you don't do any advanced planning. Here's one thing that people should know, that if you're married, the rules are more liberal in terms of what you're allowed to keep. But the idea, if you had done, say, a prenuptial agreement saying, hey, everything over here is mine, everything over there is my spouse. So if my spouse needs long-term care, they're not going to be able to touch my stuff. That's not the case in this state. If you are married, even if you are estranged, if you're legally married and you haven't talked to your spouse in 10 years, it doesn't matter. They're going to look at the combined assets of that marital relationship, and they're going to determine whether or not you're going to be eligible, and they're going to determine what's going to have to be spent down in order to get the care you need. So if you don't plan in advance, and I don't necessarily think that somebody in their 30s or in their 40s necessarily needs to really jump, run out and plan for long-term care. It might be a good idea to look at insurance options, which I often say are the first line of defense when it comes down to long-term care costs. But once you get into your later 50s and in your 60s, and as you're approaching 70, then if you hadn't had anything in line at that point, you really need to put a plan in place, because as I mentioned last time, it's right the age of 75 when people start on average going into facilities. So I would say late 60s, you want to have a good couple of years in front of you where you're planning in place. If there's something that you just couldn't bear the thought of losing for your family, you got to put it in place. Because as I said, it's going to be about a 7 out of 10 chance that if you're over 65, that you're going to need some form of long-term care.
Well, and we were just talking last week, Joe, about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have been separated for the last 7 years and they're not divorced. So there are people who are separated for many, 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 many years and never get divorced. And I would, what you just said is a thunderbolt to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you've been separated for all of these years and your ex goes into a facility for long-term care, you're going to be on the hook for that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you are going to be on the hook, and I hope Will doesn't slap me for talking about him like this, but I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Just don't say her name. It'll be fine.
Just don't say her name. Yeah.
I won't. Okay. So that's absolutely true. And so if you just never get legally divorced and you just split up, you can, you know, accumulate all of these assets and say, okay, I'm married, but not really. It doesn't matter. You could be on the hook for the long-term care expenses of your estranged spouse, at least in this state. And if they don't get it from you while you're alive, they're going to come after your estate after you pass on. So you're saying, well, I'm going to leave everything to my kids. Well, if your estranged spouse was in the nursing home for a couple of years, it could be sucked up by the estate recovery program in this state.
Yeah, just because you want them to go away and not be on the face of the planet doesn't mean they're actually not on the face of the planet once you split up, right?
No, and indeed, they're going to be there lurking in the background.
If you have a question for Joe, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Greg, go ahead.
Joe, I had a question. My wife and I, we are, you know, we don't have children. We're in our mid-40s. I guess, you know, but we do take the planning seriously, and we want to start talking about it in the new year. What is a path for us as far as what we should be doing?
Well, the most common legal answer, no matter the area of the law, is it depends. Okay. It really depends on what you want to do.
Yeah.
If you have things that you want to support, so you don't have children, but if you have other family members that you want to take care of, if you have charities that you want to take care of, for someone like you, I would say you have a litany of options in front of you. You could have a will-based plan. You have a trust-based plan. You set up your beneficiaries to take care of everything. But no matter what, you're at least going to want to have your powers of attorney in place if you don't.
Okay.
We are coming up against the break. We will be right back with your calls and your questions, 844-967-2789. Our guest is attorney Joe McClear. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/business premier. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Don't be chicken. Hunt and peck your way over to wiscountry.com/chicken to vote on the new name for the WIRI logo. We've narrowed it down to three choices, and we need you to vote for your favorite. It's easy. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, enter your name and email address, and put the names in order, starting with the one you like best. Voting closes October 26th. Then tune into the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Halloween to find out the winner. Help us name that chicken and keep listening to WisCountry on 105.5 WIRI.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach on the board. Our guest is elder and estate law planning attorney Joe McClear with McClear Law Offices in Oshkosh. If you have a comment or a question for Joe, 844-967-2789. You can call and or text. We have Chris on the line from Sun Prairie. Good morning, Chris.
Make a statement.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
Hi. Yeah. I just want to make a statement about the estate recovery program. I really believe that, you know, people that are getting their money clawed back by the program are people that actually benefited from the program. So if they're taking it out of your estate, it's because you already used those funds, and they need those funds for the next person that's coming along. I know a lot of people don't like that point of view, but it is true. It's not like the estate's just coming along and taking something that wasn't already used for your family member. So, you know, it's a different point of view, I know. I think that we really need to go about this a little differently, and maybe we should just fund health care better and have better funding for long-term care so that people don't go broke with it. You know, that way we wouldn't have to, like, be doing this stuff to people and going and, you know, taking houses or whatever. But that's just my two cents. I believe the estate recovery program is a good program because we've got to pay for the next person that comes along.
No, you make a good point, Chris. You really do.
I agree.
That's a very valid point, and I think we could all agree that our healthcare system is a mess, and the way we pay for our healthcare is a mess, and people should not be going bankrupt just because you get sick. But whether or not that's going to happen, I don't know. This is more about just trying to protect yourself and to make sure that you're not left out in the, you know, just swinging in the breeze, right, Joe?
No, I agree. And that's a, you know, great point. Thank you for making that. It's I have no qualms with the estate recovery program. I think it's a very underfunded and under
they don't have enough people working there. They don't have enough funds to get everything that they need to recover back that which is owed to them, or at least they're legally entitled to. I agree that our healthcare system, particularly our long-term care system, stinks in this state. The Medicaid reimbursement rate is paltry. Facilities are going under because of that. Many of them have to stop taking Medicaid because they can't keep the lights on. So we absolutely, right now, considering that right now the boomers are the ones who are aging into this population who are needing care, and the top, it's so top heavy right now that if we don't look into more properly funding this, then our ability to have care for folks, at least decent care, at least care that's not 5 hours away, is going to be jeopardized.
Yep.
So absolutely, the state recovery program is 100% a key part of that.
We have a whole bunch of calls lined up, Joe. Is there any chance you could stay for the second another segment?
Oh, sure.
Oh, great.
Sure.
Tom from Grafton is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Did you have a question for Joe?
Yeah, I have two questions. Is it cheaper to do an estate plan for a single person? And also, if I was to drive up and meet you people up here in Oshkosh, how much would I spend to set something up, do you think?
All right. Generally, I can only speak in generalities. Yeah, generally, it's less costly for a single individual to plan than a married couple. It's not, it's usually not too far off, but there's more work involved with a married couple. And me, like most folks who primarily work in estate and elder law, it's first meeting's no charge. Not everybody does that, but most folks will say, okay, first meeting's no charge. You come up and then we talk about your options, which could be one of many, and we'll say, all right, well, it's going to be about this. You go home, think about it, or you say, okay, here we go. It's up to you.
Thanks for the call, Tom. I think you should set up a satellite office here, Joe.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Down there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Southeast Wisconsin, for sure. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you have a question or a comment for Joe. Ross from Crawford County is on the line. Good morning, Ross.
Hi, good morning, you guys. I think I might know the answer after having listened, but I wanted to clarify. Does the person go to a lawyer, or does one go to a financial planner, or is it sort of like a specialty referred to as estate planning?
Well, I would say both. Ideally, everyone has a good team of professionals at their disposal. It's going to be working with a lawyer, you should have an attorney, a financial planner, an insurance agent as well, to really couple this all together to make sure that, one, that your estate's going to work the way you want it to do with the best tax consequences, and two, if you are concerned about long-term care, that you have everything set up correctly, and that's going to involve all three phases, actually.
Did that answer your question, Ross?
It does, yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling.
We have a whole bunch more people lined up on the phone. Please don't hang up. We are coming up against the bottom of the hour break. Joe has graciously accepted. He's going to stick around for another break. If you have more questions for Joe, again, 844-967-2789. When we come back, Joe, I want to ask you to explain the difference between a trust and a will, and which supersedes what, and what's better to have. Should everybody have one or both? We'll try and get some of that stuff straightened out when we come back next. Taking your comments and your calls, stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and you are listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows around 46, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 69. Cloudy skies expected. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 58. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Wisconsin, Jane Matinair, in for Kristen Bride. Greg Bach is on the board. And our guest is attorney Jill McClear with McClear Law Offices in Oshkosh, talking specifically about estate planning, setting up plans for elderly relatives. And I wanted to have you on in fall, Joe, because Thanksgiving is next month and people are going to be sitting around the table with their elderly relatives. And I think that's a really good time to maybe broach some of these things to make sure that people are making plans, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a tough conversation to have, but it's good to have those few minutes of awkwardness, maybe a little bit of silence, staring at each other. But what's the alternative?
Right.
To not do anything? It's really just going to come back to bite you if you don't. It's a good time for doing that.
844-967-2789. If you have a question for Joe, you can call or text. David from California, thanks for hanging on through the break. David, what do you want to ask Joe?
Well, it was more of a suggestion, a way to improve everybody's credit rating post-Trump. So, in other words, if there's a lot of real estate deals that were done in New York, listeners, you know, somewhere in the listening area have business deals with Trump in New York, all of a sudden Trump's business ability in New York is yanked. And so what's that do to the credit rating of Wisconsin, Illinois, Texas, all of his supporters doing business with a known crook
David,
all of a sudden?
David, I don't know that that's Joe's area of expertise, but thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Joe really focuses on estate planning and is setting up plans for elderly relatives and trusts and wills and things like that. So that might be.
It's good to know that you guys are reaching California, though, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's fabulous.
Coast to coast.
I think that one's already taken there, Joe. I think that name's already taken.
Tony from Kenosha has also been waiting. Good morning, Tony. What did you want to ask Joe?
Do you have a question, Tony?
Yes, we do. We have a revocable trust with my daughter and granddaughter, with a new granddaughter named in it. And I was just wondering if something happens to the daughter and the granddaughter is still a minor, how is that handled? Are we at the mercy of the father, or can we put something language in there that it all goes to the granddaughter?
No, it's a very good question. You know, when it comes down to the backup planning, the, oh my God, we hope this doesn't happen, but we better plan for it. You can handle that yourself. Your plan should be relatively thick, and about 2/3 of it should be hopefully a waste of paper and ink covering the what happens here. So if your daughter were to predecease you, God forbid, you can determine what happens to it. If you want to take care of your granddaughter for sure, and you do not have to have her at the mercy of the father, you can say, all right, well, this is all going to go down to our granddaughter. But until she reaches a, you know, seasoned age, mid-20s or so, it's going to be held by this person over here who we do trust, or this bank or this trust company. You can determine that well in advance. And when you have a revocable trust, you make adjustments as, you know, the time progresses on. So if your daughter does unfortunately predecease you, that would be a time for to come in and make adjustments to your plan right there.
Does that answer your question, Tony?
Yeah. So Jen, I just make an amendment to the trust then.
You absolutely can. Yeah. The thing about revocable trusts is they are easy to change. Nothing's set in stone. Something happens, you make yourself an amendment or restate the trust and get everything aligned with what's good for you at that point.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Have a great
day.
Thanks,
Tony.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Greg, you said you had a question.
Well, actually more of a, like, a, just something that as a son, my mother has a trust, and I have a friend who is going through the loss of a relative, and watching them go through it is making me become very, very proactive in what I know about my mother's trust and making sure I have everything available to my, like the other day I called her, I said, I want all the, you know, I need keys and I need the codes of your house. I need, because it's not just about what's in the book, and she's, and like you said, like her trust is a very thick book, mm-hmm. but it's also about the forces around you. Like, you know, she owns the property, but she lives on a condo a place that has condos. I can't think of that word, but I just want to make sure that no one's going to be coming to me saying, well, you don't have this, so you can't get in here. And you know what I mean? Like making sure you're totally covered, is part of that experience.
So that means, Joe, everybody involved needs to have copies of these documents, right?
It's not necessary for everybody involved to have copies of these documents. It all depends. I mean, you're certainly welcome to share your estate plan with your children and your family. I always say you keep it in a safe place, but not so safe that you're the only person who could ever get to it realistically. Okay,
right.
Make sure that your family, the people who are going to be helping you out, can access it with relative ease. Now, that depends on, do you own your home, do you rent? If you rent an apartment, then it can get a little dicey. If you are, if all of a sudden your documents are in there and your adult children don't have access to your apartment, it could be tough for them to get in. If you put it in a safety deposit box, which some people do, you got to let your bank know in advance. By the way, these folks, this list of names here, they can get into this box mm-hmm. whenever they want, because getting into an argument with a bank after the fact, it's just to try to get what's in there. It could be nothing, but we got to know. That can be very, very time consuming and expensive.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I mean, what would you have to provide to the bank in order for them to grant you access?
Yeah,
likely death certificate and your ID if they took care of it correctly.
Yeah, but anybody can come on with a death certificate and ID. How do they know that that person can access this safety deposit box?
Right. It can certainly be a mess if you don't pre-plan ahead. Some banks, I can't speak for all banks, will say, all right, well, if you provide a death certificate and provide proof that you are a relative, we will be there in the room to open the box to see if there's a will in there. Okay. But you can't look to see what else is in there. We'll see if there's a will, if there's a trust or some sort of documents in there, but that's all we're going to give you. And if, I can't say every bank's going to do that for you though.
Yeah. Yeah, I know for my mom's experience, she has a copy at her house. It's not locked up, but there's also a copy with her financial advisor who helps set up the actual plan. So when the day comes, we just have to make a phone call and we are provided the information.
Well, and it just
usually that's how it works too. Yeah. I mean, most attorneys will keep a copy of everything that they produce, at least for a while. So if you can't find the original copy, but you happen to know which law firm they worked with, give them a call. They probably have a copy.
And what Greg said made me think too, Joe, what about passwords? You know, passwords for your email, passwords for your bank accounts, passwords for if you don't have that all documented somewhere for the trustee or the heirs, you're kind of leaving them with a mess there too, right?
Yeah, there are certain distributions. There's a book called I'm Dead, Now What? For example,
I love where that.
It's basically you fill this thing out and it says, okay, here's all the information my family needs to know. Who should they contact? Who are the professionals I work with? And what are my passwords? That is a big thing. And a lot of folks write it down for their own sake because they forget their own passwords half the time. So that's usually an extra document that's provided that would say, okay, this is very, very key, particularly if you're of a type of person that uses the computer a lot. To access these accounts, to shut down your social media sites and whatnot. Very, very important to have that handy for your family.
And what is that document called again?
It's a book. And I don't think the title is copyrighted because I've seen it on several different publications. It's called I'm Dead, Now What?
I'm Dead, Now What?
Yeah. And if you look it up on Amazon, you'll find dozens of, you know, similar books that you can, you know, order up and fill out. I usually buy them by the box full and hand them out to my clients.
That sounds really useful. It really does. Joe McClear is our guest. He is an attorney with a law office in Oshkosh, and we're talking about estate planning and wills and how to make sure you are protected and how to make sure your relatives are protected. A texter from the 6080 says, can you will a property you don't live in to a nephew?
Do you own it? If you own it, sure.
I have to imagine,
If you don't own it, then I'm going to will the Brooklyn Bridge to somebody.
Yeah, as long as you own it, right? And you have the property title and that stuff. Yeah, that mm-hmm. comes under your estate, correct?
Yes, but of course, if you co-own it with somebody, then it will depend on how you co-own that property. If you own it jointly, no. If you own it as tenants in common, then you can at least will your interest to somebody else.
Okay.
So, yeah, it depends. If you own it outright, absolutely.
And a text from the 541, my parents' house was destroyed by fire a few years ago. Do you retain a copy as the attorney of record of your client's wills, trusts? And you kind of said before, Joe, that most attorneys will keep records, but how long they keep them is entirely up to the law firm, correct?
Yeah, it's completely up to the firm. It's not an obligation to keep anything. I mean, most will, just as a matter of course. A copy of almost every legal document is as good as the original, except for a will. A will copy can be used, but you got to prove to the court saying there's no way we're going to find the original. If the court says, hey, you haven't looked enough, they're going to make you go out and run around and try to find the original. You got to be able to prove to the court satisfaction that the original is never going to be recovered. But other than that, a copy of a power of attorney document, a copy of a trust, those are inevitably going to be just as good as the original.
But don't copies lack a raised notary seal? Is that an issue?
Well, the seal doesn't need to be raised. Like mine is just a stamp, say it right here.
Okay? Oh, really? So it's not the stamp. It's not the squid, yeah. the
You can have the embossed version,
yeah.
Or you can just have a stamp as a notary. I used to be a notary.
Yeah.
I want to be one again. I loved it.
Really?
Yes.
That's
you know how a lawyer becomes a notary in this state?
Graduate from law school?
The check clears.
Hey!
That's it. I'm a notary for life. It says permanent on here.
Yep.
You can't take that away from me.
All right.
It's one of my greatest things that ever happened to me.
844-967-2789. We've only got a couple more minutes with Joe, about 3 minutes. In our last segment, and we were to do this earlier, but we had so many calls lined up. Greg was at a wedding in Texas over the weekend. Basically, the greatest wedding ever.
The greatest wedding ever.
The greatest wedding ever held. So we're looking for stories about great weddings that you have been to. And Joe, you said you had one that you wanted to share.
Well, I just want to say that I've gotten one black eye in my entire life. And it came 36 hours before I got married.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Yeah. So the big ring was there. I went to a beauty salon to get it makeup over. And so it was there. In certain pictures, you could say, what's going on with his eye? It's halfway closed.
Did she punch you before the wedding? Is that what happened?
No. It was my best man. He headbutted me. It seemed like a good idea at the time. That's all I could say.
Joe.
Oh my God, Joe.
Did she just want to?
But take advice from me. Hey-o.
this was before I entered this area of the law, we'll say. Okay, I've grown then. That was in my 20s.
It was a different time. It
made a great story during the honeymoon, and I got a whole bunch of free wine just by telling that story.
I bet you did. That's great.
Yes, it did.
Well, we will be taking your great wedding stories after the break. Joe McClear, such a pleasure to have you on. If you have questions for Joe, you can reach out to him. We will have his contact information in the show notes once the podcasts are up, and you can find Joe McClear. McClear Law Offices in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I hope to have you back the next time you can make time for us. I promise we won't take an entire hour of your time, but there was just a lot of interest in it, and I think... We have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
People
so
just
popular,
have a lot of
Joe
questions.
McClear. So
yeah,
popular.
Oh, everybody who called in, I will be sending you a bill.
Yeah.
You can't find them. All right, Joe McClear, we will let you go. Thank you so much again for joining us. Have a wonderful day and stay close. Your greatest wedding ever held stories coming up right after the break. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
2 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. 10 minutes before high noon, Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Buck is on the board. One last segment. Morning flew by.
It's just so fast.
Yeah, it really is fast.
Fast and fun. And folks, can I just say something? Jane, can I say something real quick?
Of course.
If you're not watching the live stream, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or
YouTube,
you're missing out on quality faces, quality action.
Chair dancing,
thumbs ups.
Yeah.
Like fake high fives because Jay and I are separated by a wall. But it behooves you.
Ooh, behooves.
Thank you. It behooves you to stop what you're doing. If you're driving, stop driving right now. Pull up your phone in a secure location. Watch us on the YouTube or the Facebook or the Twitter and enjoy a visual and aural experience.
Well, cut that into a promo, my friend. Boom. Done for today. And the other thing you can do, too, is if you watch us on the stream, on any of the streams, you can also comment. And we see those as well. And you can see when I make mistakes and put comments that are only intended for Greg into the general comment section. So as I just did this morning.
Put that into a promo. Boom.
Earlier this hour, we were talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly about red dye number 3 and if this was going to affect Skittles and, you know, the red color in candies. And we started talking about how some of us may choose to eat our Skittles because I separate them by color and then I work up from the what I consider the lesser colors. I work my way up to red. Texter from the 608 listening in Madison says Skittles are all the same flavor.
They are, Jane. I hate to break this to you.
I disagree. I disagree.
Okay.
The red ones taste different than the green ones.
Of course they do.
Well, then they're not all the same flavor.
I'm being sarcastic.
Sarah Lake on the stream says, similar to Jane, I eat my Skittles by color. However, I'm the oddball who sorts them, lines them into a pattern, and then eats them one at a time.
All right, Sarah.
Bravo,
okay.
Sarah.
Do not.
Embrace your weird Skittle.
You know, I shouldn't talk. You should see me eat a Jimmy John sandwich. It looks like I'm a serial killer. I have a very very specific process while eating a Jimmy John's meal.
Good to know. Hey, you are at the Laughing Tap.
Oh, well, not right now. I'm right here.
I know that. But at the Laughing Tap this weekend, we never got to the segment yesterday. So who's headlining this weekend?
Oh, Mr. Zach Martina is returning for year three. This is October's his time. And Zach Martina is a very funny man from the Michigan area. He's performed all over the country. We love having him here. Tickets are available right now, laughingtap.com, $20, no drink minimums. What can you do with that? You can come out and enjoy yourself.
Yes, for sure.
But he'll be here one show on Friday, two shows on Saturday, laughingtap.com. And just as it's about 2.5 months ahead of time, but tickets are now available for our New Year's Eve shows.
Oh, wow.
With Nate Craig. Once again, this is his third year as well doing our New Year's Eve celebrations. There are three specific packages you can get. You can get a regular single ticket. You can get a ticket that gets you two people in, and then there's a VIP package as well. So go to laughingtap.com for more information on that as well. Those tickets sell out fast.
What a great place to spend New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we have a great time. We have an early show, so we do like a fake New Year's Eve countdown so people can get out of there, go home early.
Get home, fun.
And then we have ourselves a countdown at midnight. There's champagne involved. There's fun hats. We do it up, and it's a very, I believe, inexpensive night of entertainment.
Absolutely. So. When you look at what restaurants charge...
Oofers.
And how the prices go up dramatically for that one night.
Oh yeah.
I think that's a great deal for New Year's Eve. And what better way to ring in a new year by laughing at things? Yeah.
And Nate Craig is amazing. He just released his new special Live at the Green Mill, which I had the pleasure of seeing recorded live.
Nice.
And it is on the All Things Comedy Network, which is Bill Burr's Comedy Network. They are very good friends. They tour together a lot. In fact, Bill Burr was just here on the 8th and Nate opened up for him at the Pfizer.
So
get your tickets for that. Get your tickets for Zach Martina. That's going to be an amazing lineup as well. We're going to have a lot of fun this weekend, kind of coming down from the fest.
Sure.
But still got great shows happening every single weekend and other days as well. So laughingtap.com for that information or milwaukeecomedy.com for our remote shows and just be a part of the fun.
Definitely. Definitely.
Come on.
All right, we got just a couple of minutes left before we go to the top of the hour news. Go for a drive in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
If you can. The colors around, at least in the Waukesha area, Milwaukee area, are really starting to peak. And you had mentioned too, Greg, when you're driving up from Kenosha out here to Waukesha, that there are some areas that are just gorgeous right now.
Yeah, so 894 heading westbound. Half that area as you're getting to the Beloit exit. Once you hit that Beloit exit and you take 43 southbound towards Illinois, that whole stretch is picturesque.
Just glorious.
If I had the money, I would invest in making like a stop where you could just pull off the side of the road and just take pictures. Even off the freeway, it's still gorgeous.
So enjoy it. Get out. Go for a drive this weekend because... those aren't going to last too much longer.
Narp.
No, the trees are already starting to drop their leaves. So.
And it's going to get wet and cold.
Yes, this is the natural progression of the seasons, Greg Bach.
Yeah, I understand that. You know what else? All Skittles taste the same.
The red ones are the best ones.
Sure.
The green. You start orange, green,
Jane,
yellow, red.
Jane, Sarah Lake, if you're listening and watching, of course they are. Yes. Of course they taste different.
Don't yuck my yum, dude.
I'm not yucking your yum.
Okay.
I never do that. I've never done that in my life.
Carol Kane will be here tomorrow. I hope you will join us. And Dr. Mike will be here to fix your life. Stay tuned for the news. Thank you so much for calling and texting. Thank you most of all for listening. We really, really appreciate it. Have a great day and stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.